Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back, folks. We're going to jump right in here because we have a lot of territory to cover and not enough time to do it. I just wanted to say this. I read the City Services Coalition report. There was a lot of work put into this thing. There is a lot in there, a lot of detail, a lot of stuff at a granular level, but all very, very important to the future of this city. In fact, so much so, I thought they were so spot on so many different fronts that I committed to City Services Coalition at least three shows. I think it's going to be four segments that we're going to do about some of the proposals that they've made, the recommendations that they made, and hopefully whoever the next mayor is going to be willing to put folks on transition committees because they have put in a lot of work for free because they love this city. They love this place that we call home. So we're going to start off with Errol Williams, who is the assessor of Orleans Parish. He headed up one of the committees talking about the importance of redefining and re-engineering the office of the chief administrative officer for the city of New Orleans. And then we'll move to Joe Givens and Carlin Connor. Joe is the coordinating the Communities of Hope place-based organizing initiative. And Carlin Connor is a chairman and CEO of a big company here, IMTT. They've given back to the city. So we're going to start off with Errol first. Errol, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Noah, for inviting us.
And thank you for your participation in this. Why is this important to re-engineer, reconstitute the office of the chief administrative officer?
Well, back in December of 24, there was a poll taken by Ron Fauché that basically said what people thought about city government. And 75% of the people, both black and white, decided that they weren't satisfied with city government service delivery. So Press Kavikoff and I met, and we were discussing that when the mayor and the council don't get along, very little gets done. So how do we solve this problem? And one of the subjects that we discussed was maybe perhaps the city should move towards a city manager concept. We found out that that wasn't well received, and people weren't satisfied with that. But then, having been CEO for a year, my tenure in government, I understand the importance of being able to coordinate all 14 departments at one time. Okay, and where we were was that when mayors come in, sometimes they'll take three or four departments and put them under a deputy mayor for this, and another three under deputy mayor, and then the CEO has to try and make sure they coordinate them all together. And sometimes the relationship between those people who have those titles are saying that they are my people. So what should we do? And we wanted to give this, the CAO a clear authority to be able to manage city government, okay, because that's the thing. Now, the poll said some things that I wanted to share with the public, and that was among the 71% of the voters support requiring higher standards of education and experience for a chief administrative officer, even if it means paying him more money, okay. A majority of blacks and whites support this doing this. And then it says an even larger number support having a city council appoint all future CAOs, only 15% wanted the mayor to do so. And then there was another question that came out that says a still larger 80% of the mayor of them think the mayor and the city council should be able to fire the CAO. Now, there have been some changes in government that have caused some things, and that's one change is that now when the city hires whoever becomes mayor, each department has to be vetted before the city council. That's an improvement because then now you're going to be looking at qualifications and not just relationships to who becomes the CAO. Okay, so that's, you know, that's just some of the things that we felt. But the main thing was our mission was trying, how do we improve the city's services so people will be, you'll be satisfied with what they get for the dollars that they pay in taxes?
You speak with authority and experience. You know that there's this inertia that's created when people can't talk to one another at that second level, and there needs to be someone on top of it that's willing to take the hits, move the ball along, right?
Yeah, well, the key thing is that under present structure, the CAO is appointed by the mayor. Okay, and a lot of times, sometimes the CAO sees the best decision is to move to make things go the way they're supposed to go, but then the mayor, because of the politics or relationships with city council, they may not want to do it that way. And you may agree to something, and we've had cases recently where the CAO agreed to do certain things, and then the mayor said later, I didn't agree to that. So, you know, how do you make it happen where he's sort of insulated from the politics of it and just worry about trying to manage city government? Because remember, policy is made by city council and the mayor. Okay, the CAO is just an administrator to try and make sure those functions get done properly.
And in your view, does it get more problematic when the CAO is the one going before the council at the council meetings every week and not the mayor?
Well, the CAO is the one who is responsible for preparing the operating budget for the city. Okay, and anytime there's a change in that operating budget, he's got to go before the city council. And if there's something that goes wrong in a specific department, then he's responsible for addressing that issue and trying to correct if there's a problem there.
But if they reach a consensus right now between the CAO and the city council, the mayor has the veto power of saying, no, I'm not doing that. You know, and when the mayor's not going before the council and the council's not able to debate the mayor on the issue or just be inquisitive about an issue and having the mayor respond, we create this inertia again. We're not moving, right?
There's a separation of the agenda, meaning that the CEO's trying to make sure that we move it forward. And the mayor, because of, you know, whatever reasons, may feel like, this is not what I want to do.
Of the recommendations made, they seem pretty commonsensical to me. I mean, do you think that there are any of these that are just like out of space?
Well,
I don't.
But. Well, no, I had the experience when Dutch Muriel was mayor. Okay, and I know that oftentimes him and the council weren't on the same page.
And he was a strong figure.
Yeah, but the thing that I remember was that we always were able to sit down and find some compromise so where we can get something done where both agree. Sometimes those meetings went to 10, 11 o'clock at night where we're arguing over what we want to get done, okay, and finally, we could get a compromise.
And a lot of times, Errol, correct me if I'm wrong, these conversations didn't have to take place in public. You know,
we'd
go behind closed doors and beat these issues around, not unlike – I'm sure, Carlin, in working with your board of directors, I mean, it's not always in a formalized thing.
I'll make you laugh. The rib room was a common place we met.
Y'all had good taste.
but we were able to do that. And that's what's missing. I think some of the personal personalities are the issue that stand in the way of things getting done. You know, my belief is that we serve the citizens of New Orleans, okay, not our personal difference. We may never get along with each other, but we've got common interests, which is the people. We're going to get something done.
The entity's interest always outweighs the individual.
That's right.
At the end of the day. All right, let's flip over to Joe Givens and Carlin Connor and talk about coordinating Council for Justice and Safety. What brought this to the forefront?
Great. Thanks for having us, Noel. When you listen to Errol go through his part of this presentation, there's a common theme that we will share, and that is that the lack of collaboration and coordination amongst many stakeholders has really impaired us. And when you think about the surveys that he mentioned and the severe dissatisfaction that we currently have in this city, it's it's a call to arms. It's a time to figure out a way to set aside those differences and really come up with ways to collaborate and cooperate. It absolutely is a secret sauce, I think, to success. We've seen this work. We have seen the ability of us to move mountains when we needed to. And we want to get back to that. We want to get back to that sense of working together across different aspects of the stakeholders' businesses. For us, the development of the Council for Safety and Justice will ensure that bridging happens. We all understand the impact of this collaboration. We just got to do a much better job of it. And I think creating a council is an obvious step to kind of create that discipline going forward. So it's an area that is, as you said earlier, Noel, it makes complete sense. It's unfortunate that we have to have a roadmap of this size, of this effort, to kind of get people to be thinking about this the right way. But that's really what this is about, is getting people on the same page, collaborating, cooperating, and fixing this city.
You know, you often see that we stare the obvious in the face and walk right around it quite a few times, right? I mean, you've probably seen it in your business life. I know I've seen it in mine. I remind people, you know, you're not the center of any universe. Wake up the next morning trying to make this place better than you inherited it, and certainly better than it was the day before. And bringing about this collaboration is necessary. I ran into Joe Givens in the men's room, and we were talking about a meeting that he reminded me of that we attended together many, many years ago. You have a great memory, Joe, by the way. you take on tough issues. You got to talk it through and talk it heads up. Joe, your thoughts?
You know, this collaboration, I think I'd like to expand on the idea of collaboration and even more to the idea of relationship. What we both recalled about that meeting at Mulholland United Methodist Church in about 20 years or so ago was that you had developed a relationship, and your role as sheriff, you developed a relationship with that church. What's an important element in this, these recommendations regarding justice and safety revolves around expanding those relationships in New Orleans to include the churches and communities of faith and communities of various different denominations. We were able to get things done in that neighborhood around Metairie Road because of the relationship you had with that church. Similarly, what we have today as a part of this effort is what we call Communities of Hope. And we've got another partner. The partner that we've got now is Jason Williams over at the District Attorney's Office, who says, we want to address those imminent threats that you find in your neighborhoods and your communities. So in partnership with what's called the New Orleans Data Informed Civic Engagement, that comes out of the strategic initiative.
Otherwise known as No Dice.
No Dice, right, mm-hmm. Right. We're the faith-based partner to that effort. So at this point, we're going through, place-based organizing is nothing new. You guys did it as law enforcement, isolate a neighborhood that has difficult problems, deal with them, bring in some additional resources to help solve the problem. So we believe that rather it's not just collaboration between politicians and those in government, but the relationships have to extend to people in neighborhoods and communities and congregations. We can't solve the problems without them. So that's maybe a small part of it, but I think a critical part of it.
And I'd like to add, Joe, if you don't mind, that what I really appreciate about this approach is this is a community-led approach.
Mm-hmm.
This is identifying areas in need so that we can get in and with cross-collaboration with NOPD and the DA's office, there's an ability to fix some areas that need to be fixed that will cut off some of the criminal elements. And that, of course, is the ultimate goal, is how do we reduce crime and violence, especially gun violence.
Let me add something, if you don't mind. Some examples. You may have heard these examples already, where we talked about the 24-hour car tire shop on Claiborne Avenue, mm-hmm. The hookah lounge, and the five-star car wash on Claiborne and Felicity. These are all places that we knew were dangerous, imminent threats to the neighborhood. And through the partnership, we pointed out the district attorney addressed the issue. So that being said, also the blight issue, question of blight. One of the escapees from Orleans Justice Center was hiding out in one of the buildings behind Stronghold Baptist Church. They pointed it out. The district attorney got a criminal indictment for criminal blight on the owners of those properties. So I think it's something that really works.
And real quick, Liz, I just want to add that when you do go in and do the work they're doing at that street level, we also create opportunities for microeconomic development. We create an opportunity for those areas to see some prosperity come in.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Errol, back to you, and y'all can weigh in as well. One of the things that I liked about the approach in the report is that they had these, I think y'all referred to them as cross-cutting themes,
mm-hmm.
You know, where there's the backroom operation, whether it's technology, this, that, or otherwise. I call them WIPs, works in process. You know, when you have too many, it's not good. When you don't have enough, that's not good either. It's trying to find that optimal place where you have these friction points where things get clogged in the process and you got to move it through. You got to figure them out. Figure out, you know.
And that's part of managing day-to-day government.
Who the cog in the wheel is and move it through. And, you know, that's the beauty, I think, of these coalitions mm-hmm. and setting them up and having both vertical and horizontal coordination within the organization, which I think y'all laid out in the report in a really nice way, quite frankly, trying to remove those friction points.
Yeah, well, a good example would be when the Super Bowl came.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, everybody got together and made it work. Okay, and Michael Heck and his group, worked with the city, you know, the city administration, okay, in order to make sure that everybody was doing their part. And that's for part of making sure that government works in the best interest of the citizens that we serve.
You know, and I think one of the best examples of it not working, and I say this and a lot of people don't really understand what I'm saying, is it's great that we've been successful in getting a lot of federal money down here. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. But you have to have the ability to receive it. In other words, you have to be able to execute on those dollars. And here we are 20 years later, and we're still spending it. You know, and we've asked for extension after extension after extension. You have to recognize a lot of times where you have deficiencies in your organization and improve upon those, because money – isn't going to solve.
It's not
going to
be
this.
There forever,
and it won't be there forever as we've
learned.
And we're fighting tooth and nail to hold on to what we have.
Well, just take infrastructure, which is a common problem where everybody's upset because, you know, streets have been torn up and they're not been completed, and those issues are that's FEMA money going back 20 years for minor street repairs. Okay, now, when we did it, the way the structure was done, we took on a whole lot of projects at one time, meaning the city did. And as a result of that, okay, you still have projects that can't be completed. Now the city has to go out and put a $500 million bond issue out there to try and generate enough money to be able to finish some of these projects. There's something wrong with that, okay, because it took us 20 years to be able to spend it. You know, engineering of those streets doesn't take 20 years. Okay, the problem is administration is trying to make sure what their priorities are.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I hope, and one of the reasons I committed to this was I think this is important information for the public to have. There's a lot of forums going on right now. There's a lot of citizen engagement going on right now. And you know, we want to put as much information out there. Y'all spent a lot of time and effort on this report, and there's incredible value to this and empowering the public to ask these questions.
Well,
you know,
we think it's a roadmap to improving city government and building confidence in the citizens that we serve. And if the new mayor comes in and undertakes some of these, now some of them are going to take some political capital to be able to get the change you want. Okay, but it will change the image of what the 70-some% of the people who say they're not satisfied with city government services. If you take
first and foremost, it's going to take a mayor who believes that he or she is not the center of the universe.
That's right. Okay. Well,
then the consumption of political capital is not that hard.
Yeah. No.
Right. And my experience as an elected official, if you approach it that way, they'll come back to you and they'll never forget you.
Well, my teacher taught me something, and I'll share it with you, that when you try and do something positive for everybody, you're going to have at least 45-50% of people who are going to be opposed to what you do. Mm-hmm. Okay, but if it's in the best interest of the citizens, okay, you go forward with the agenda.
Absolutely. All right, we got to get to a break. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. Carlin Connor, Joe Givens, Errol Williams. In the next segment, it's a very non-contentious issue, the Sewage and Water Board, right? So we'll visit with Lambert Boissier and Peter Gardner in the next segment. Folks, stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.